I'm gonna try my best. Hark to a spit on that thing.
I'm mortified. What are you talking about? That's a word?
Oh my goodness. Are you not on TikTok?
What? No.
Oh my gosh. No. So it's Hayley Welsh. She's my she's my favorite person on the internet right now.
Okay.
She went viral recently.
You think a lot on the internet then, on TikTok and all that, is real?
Is what I'm posting match my values and the type of message coming from my brand, even speaking here on Stall Talk? Like, how do I want a girl when she's scrolling through my Instagram? Like, how do I want her to feel?
Ooh, come on in.
Let's get down and dirty.
The totally unfiltered, honest.
Welcome to my brain.
I love your brain.
Stall Talk.
Stall Talk.
Y'all ready?
Hi, I'm Jenny Lee Harrison, and this is
Sandra Wilkins.
And we are the girls on Stall Talk, that mm-hmm. we talk about everything the girls do, mm-hmm. say, gossip about when they all go to the bathroom together. I know all the guys are always watching us going, what are they doing?
And they'll never know.
Yeah.
Well, now they will. She went viral recently because she said that on camera and it went everywhere and the internet went crazy. We were all like trying to figure out like, who is this girl that said that?
But she said hawk tui to a
spit on that thing.
Spit on. And is she talking about some guy's dick?
She sure is. Just candid on camera. I loved it.
That is so disgusting.
No, I love that. Honestly, my favorite thing about her is how unapologetically she is herself. She is fully herself, and that is, I look up to her. I love that girl. I would love if we got to bring her on here. I think she's amazing. But a lot of people thought that she was going to be a one-hit wonder. Like, she made that video came out, and people are just like, oh, one-hit wonder. Like, you had your moment. Like, move on. And one of my favorite things about her now is with this fame, she's using her platform for good. Right now, she has a foundation for dogs, for rescue dogs.
Oh, yeah, no, you spit on that scene and bring up the dogs.
She went crazy viral for that, and after that, like, now she like raises money and like helps out animals, and I think that's amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah. So we gotta go hawk tooing. She was spitting on that thing. Did she do anything before that?
She was just a normal, regular girl.
Really?
At the bars. Just at the bars and stuff. Like, you know, we were talking about how the internet.
Yeah.
You and I personally had that conversation recently. Sure. We were talking about how, like, your whole life is on the internet. Mm-hmm. Somebody just came up to her and asked her a question. She's drunk at the bars, and that was her response, and it went viral.
And they put it on TikTok, mm-hmm. and then went viral. Oh, my gosh.
And that's how she became famous. I honestly felt like she was meant to be famous. I feel like everything happens for a reason. And just absolutely. Like now that she has this platform, I feel like she was meant to all along. And she's able to be like what we're trying to do is just be fucking for real.
That's so awesome. And so she's just from that one thing. Now, does mm-hmm. she still go to bars and spit on things?
I believe she's in LA now.
Okay.
That she's been doing a lot of different work in the industry now, which is so cool. Just watching how, like, one moment, just being like, imagine if she never went out to the bars. Like, just the decision to go out and go to the bars, and now her life is completely changed.
Wow. Because she's taught, well, this is what you're teaching me, is mm-hmm. you think that she went viral and the internet and all that because they're all being real. She's being real.
And the reason why people fell in love with her, yeah, what she said was crazy, fun, went viral. But I feel like people have fell in love with who she is as a person because she is unapologetically herself. And mm-hmm. that's what I love. She's like, I have been through these things. So what? This is who I am. And I love that about her.
How old is she? Do you think? Is she a Gen Zer?
She's 21. She's 21, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're right around the same age.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And again, so you admire her because she just seems like she has a lot of strength. And she's being free with what she says and what she does and stands behind it.
I don't know if strength is necessarily the word. It's just being her and her not being afraid of who she is. That's what I like.
Because I think from how I was raised in my generation mm-hmm. is I have, it's almost like I think about everything before you say it. That's how we were raised. Mm-hmm. Oh, you better think
that about it before you say it. That I do need to get better at sometimes. I don't do much thinking before I speak, but I just speak whatever comes to my mind. For the better or worse. I'm still learning that.
Oh. Do you think a lot on the internet then, on TikTok and all that, is real?
The best thing I can say is I feel like right now we all just try to post what they say are highlight reels, which is all the positive things that happen in our life. Like, nobody's like posting, like, when they're sad or upset, they're only posting like the perfect things going on.
But so do you think that they should be posting real, if you want to be real, mm-hmm. should they post, well, no, today I'm not feeling good, today I'm depressed, and this is what's going on, and I'm trying to figure it out, and you know,
I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I post all the things that are perfect in my life, and I feel like when I see other people do that too, like, sometimes it just like makes me discouraged, because I'm like, dang, why does my life not look like theirs? And because like theirs looks great, and then I get down on myself. But then now that I've been working in this industry and like actually like knowing a lot of these influencers as real people, that they're real people too, just like us. Well, maybe like me, not like you, because you're in the industry. Person. You're Miss Hollywood. I mean, like you're Miss Hollywood, and I'm getting to learn about that.
I'm a boomer. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was Miss San Fernando Valley.
Okay,
I was for sure. Gag me with a spoon, but
spoon.
So like I'm learning about this whole social thing, because mm-hmm. I was when I was, you know, famous or whatever, it was just TV. I mean, TV, films and all that, but you went and you worked, but then you came home, you left it, you weren't out there.
I get it. Like, nobody wants to talk about like the hard shit going on in their life, which is like the biggest reason why I'm doing this now, is because, for example, like after college, I was watching everybody post on LinkedIn like their new jobs and their new careers. Meanwhile, I'd applied to like 50 jobs and I had nothing. And I just got so down on myself, and I was like, what's wrong with me? I felt like I had wasted like my parents' money. Like, I just went to college for 5 years to graduate and like not even be able to get a job. Like, in the moment, it sucked. Now, again, like I tell you, I believe that everything happens for a reason. When Absolutely. You're in that moment, it was horrible. But now that I'm outside of it and like reflecting on it, I'm like, okay, well, there's a reason why I didn't get those jobs. Those weren't meant for me. And now I have other opportunities that were meant for me.
But I think on Stall Talk, mm-hmm. we should be part of the change, mm-hmm. and everybody should stop if there is a lot of, well, I don't know. Would you call it, are people being fake, or are they not being real? I mean, nobody, all of us,
I don't think anyone's trying necessarily to be fake. I feel like that's just how it is and how we've been conditioned. And I'm really like, that's why I've told you like how much I like Haley, because she's just herself on the internet. And I love that about her.
Everybody is out there on social media now, mm-hmm. and it's a hard platform, wouldn't you say?
I don't really see it as hard, because it's something that I just grew up with.
Yeah,
so, I think I was like somewhere between 10 and 14-ish, around when like Snapchat, Instagram, all of that was coming out. So it's just something that I grew up with.
So you, yeah. So for you, you like know it. See, that's the thing with me, is I don't know it. And you know what? Frankly, it scares the shit out of me.
What is it that scares you?
Because I just think that, like, again, I actually love... I don't know. I love this separation. I love doing what I do. I love getting out there. I love being, you know, having publicity and being out there and being with the masses. But I really also love turning it off and having your privacy. And I love people guessing about who I am. Mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, there's no guess in my life anymore. It's all out there.
See? Yeah, right? Like, I mean, if you put it all out there, what's left?
I don't know. Maybe like supermodels and stuff like that's who you compared yourself to, like at your time. And now we're constantly comparing ourselves to people on social media who claim, because the whole point of social media is like, you're like this real person and broadcasting your real life, but nobody's actually showing their authentic selves, which makes it even more confusing.
But don't you also think, I read about this all the time, that no, the majority of people think, oh no, that is their life. Mm-hmm. So all these kids growing up and stuff, lots of them get depressed because they look on social media and they think, oh, that other person's life is perfect. But then
it's hard. It's really hard.
And they Photoshop and they, you know, they lie about how great mm-hmm. things are or whatever. In reality, they're home and like you and I have talked about, and maybe they've had a breakup or...
I mean, I've been guilty of it. There's been times where like I haven't left my house for weeks because of how sad I was, but I would have like content that I filmed and never posted just so I can post it, so I can keep up this image that like everything, like I'm good, I'm normal, like nothing's going on. I'm still going out, living my life, having fun, even though I'm on the couch like crying.
So what's your, how can we be the beginning of changing that for people?
I mean, that's kind of why I'm here, is like, I'm just so tired of feeling like nothing was real and like nobody else was talking about these things, and I'm guilty of it myself. This is something that I'm like just now figuring out doing, but this is my way of just like just being honest and telling the truth and what it's like growing up in my generation.
Well, that's what we have to do. We have to talk about your generation. And we have to talk about my generation. So maybe, you know what? Maybe there's something, a road down the middle, right? So that's what Stall Talk's all about.
Today we have Skylar Sorkin, a young executive at Influential and an influencer herself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So excited that you're here. Oh my gosh, girlfriend.
I'm so excited to be here with the two of you today. And literally there's nowhere else I'd rather be than sitting down with my girls, just getting
on
real.
Stop talk.
Right?
Talking.
Let's do it. So a little bit about me. Oh my God.
Please.
Well, I am an account executive at Influential. And we are the largest influencer marketing company globally. We've just been acquired by Publicis. So we are just growing with scale, innovation, and it's been really exciting just to be a part of that world. And on top of Influential, I am also a content creator, influencer, and obviously podcaster, like we all are. And it has been such an interesting journey of really navigating selling influencer marketing right to Fortune 500, 1,000 clients, and understanding the business behind all of it, but also like having that firsthand experience myself and doing it and being in the trenches every single day with the influencers, with the campaigns that I'm selling to brands. So I really feel like I'm living this almost like Hannah Montana life of selling it, but also doing it myself. It's been interesting for me. And I think this topic is so near and dear to my heart because we are living in a world right now where if you want to be relevant, right, like as a brand or even a person, like an influencer or even people who aren't influencers, you have to have a presence on social media. Like you have to. That's where marketing is going. That is the future of marketing. We're already in it right now and it's just going to continue to exceed. And I mean, the reason why I say this is because that's where you create a community, right? Like that is where you can engage with your fans, your followers, your consumers. That's where you can actually sell and share the story. Like Stall Talk, for example, we have a social because we want our listeners to be like, who are these women? This is why I want to tune in, because they believe in this. This is their chemistry together. This is the mission of what we're creating. And we bring our audience and we bring them with us through social media. But with all that being said, like blasting your lives out on social obviously comes with lots of pros, and it can be freaking so exhausting as a content creator, as an influencer, to navigate through all this.
It also, frankly, from my generation and growing up when I did, it, for me, it scares the shit out of me.
What exactly scares you? Like, why is that scary to you?
Because I don't know, that this whole social media thing, I mean, you have to put your whole life out there. You have to strip in front of everybody, and they know.
I feel like it's the opposite in a way, because I feel like our social medias aren't actually a representation of who we are. I feel like it's a representation of who we want to show that we are. And I don't think they're real. And I'm big into social media. I love social media, but I'm just like, can we get to a point where we're just fucking real?
Yeah.
And it's so hard because at least like growing up, like as media is growing, it's like, it was a part of my life the whole time I've been around as a Gen Z. And I remember always being told like, be careful what you post, because jobs are going to be looking at it. And like, you know, all these things about, you never know who's going to see it. Like,
well,
you can't get a job because of it.
Yeah.
But yes, I do believe that's true. However, I've always liked to kind of cross those boundaries. And I've always been like, well, if a job doesn't want me for who I really am, I don't want to work there. Like, I don't want to work somewhere where I couldn't be who I am, which is why I love being able to have this platform so much. So now I'm like, suck it. I was told, don't post those things, you're not going to get a job. And I landed my dream job. So
yeah. Aww. And you know what I want to say about that? So this is something that I've come up with, right? And I speak a lot about this, like, in just in my everyday life, and it's called personal brand. And, you know, we look at Nike or Aloe Yoga, right? And we make assumptions from this brand because there's certain things that we expect from them. There's a certain feeling when we look at their branding or whatever they're selling, we're going to expect a sort of feeling. And we have these expectations for a brand because we're used to what they're selling and how they present themselves online. Just like a brand and just like an influencer or a Sabrina Carpenter, for example, like, her marketing team has done like a brilliant job at priming her audience. Like, Cass, when you drink espresso or see espresso, like, what do you think?
You immediately think of her.
Because her freaking marketing team is so brilliant. Like, they've primed us. And same with Taylor Swift. I mean, all she talks about in her music is
relationships.
Yes.
Boyfriends.
And the reason why we like it so much is because she's freaking real. Like, she's not saying that she's met this perfect guy and they're in love and everything's great. Because if that was the case, like, I don't think she would have such a loyal following. The reason why she has a loyal following is because she's freaking real. She's raw. And that's what I love about you, Cass. And I think for you, there's an alignment. Like, you know who you are. You have your values, right? And there's an alignment with who you are and what you're showing online. So for you, you are protecting your mental space because there is that alignment.
Exactly. Kind of like balancing between, I want to be real, but also, like, you know, because then it's kind of scary. People are like, don't post those things. It'll come back and bite you in the butt. So it's like, I don't want to be fake and give off that I'm this person that I'm not. But I also, like, want to be careful for myself. Yeah. And it's this weird space to navigate and balance because it is so newer, something that we've grown up with. So I feel like we're going to be kind of the first ones that, like, see the effects of it.
You know, what's also astonishing to me is, again, she's so young, 23. She is braver than I've ever been. And she's, I mean, I just, you know, it can make me cry to think that, oh my gosh, girlfriend.
I haven't always been like this.
Yeah.
But you, I mean, she has strength that I don't. And with Stall Talk, you know, now really taking off, I'm learning to navigate this whole social thing. Because again, my generation, we had no social, it wasn't there. We had none of it, you know? And we were taught when you went out there and you were on film or camera or doing something, but then the moment you left it, you were done with it. Mm-hmm. But you guys, I mean, you live it. It's 24/7.
I mean, even for me, like, it's tough. There's been moments with my boyfriend where I would share things about our relationship and he's like, I don't feel comfortable with this.
You'd share it on social media.
And those are the moments where you have to have those harder conversations because when you're bringing other people into the mix, you have to realize that, like, their relationship with social media is not going to be the same as you. And I think whenever we're putting ourselves onto social, we have to be cognizant over the fact that, like, once we put something out there, anyone has access to that forever, right? And for me, it's been an absolute learning journey of being like, is what I'm posting what I would be okay with my manager saying? Is what I'm posting match my values and the type of message coming from my brand, even speaking here on Stall Talk? Like, how do I want a girl when she's scrolling through my Instagram? Like, how do I want her to feel? I never want a woman to look at my Instagram and feel triggered. Like, my message is to inspire, to empower. And so those are questions that I'm constantly asking myself while I'm thinking about really the person that I want to be on social media with being authentic to who I am, right? And so I think this is where we can protect our mental space, is like understanding, what are the messages that I'm showing on my Instagram? Like, how am I presenting myself to the world? How am I showing up? Because I think a lot of people, especially in our generation, like, just point fingers and be like, you know, they're wrong or all of these things. And it's, we do have the responsibility to like take accountability for what we are presenting to the world, because there are girls, especially with dating, who want to call in like, you know, intentional relationships. But if you're posting like slutty pics, you're not going to be drawing in the right guy. And that's up to you to determine that for yourself.
For me personally, I take their shots all the time, and they're for me and they're for nobody else.
Love that.
I don't post them to specifically like attract shitty dudes. I post them because I'm like, I feel hot.
Yep.
And that's the only reason why I post it. It has nothing to do with them. So it's like, sometimes I feel like it gets confused. Like, oh, if you're posting that, you're posting to attract these type of people. I'm like, no, I'm posting it because I felt hot. That's why I posted it.
And I'm totally freaking fucking confused by all of it, frankly. No, so it's like, oh my God.
Cass, thank you for bringing that up, because I think this allows me to clarify what I meant by that. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to some of my friends who I freaking adore, who were like, I just want a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I want a guy with all of these values who takes me seriously. Okay, I think it's a time for us to look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, how am I presenting myself on the dating apps? Are the pictures that I'm showing out, do they really represent who I am and what I want to call into my life? So if you aren't like, I think it really depends on like what your intention is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do in a way agree with you in that way, but also at the same time, I personally feel differently, because I feel like my social media and my posts are for me, and they aren't for like who I want to attract. They're for me. I'm just trying to figure out like, how do you know if you're posting for yourself or for somebody else? Because in a way, I feel like we have a responsibility to like not just post our highlights and show who we are, because that's why I feel like it's gotten so toxic. But at the same time, it's like, how do you know if you're posting for yourself or for other people?
It's a great question, babe. And at the end of the day, I think that's really a question you have to ask to yourself. Mm-hmm. No one can ask that for you or answer that for you. I think it's one of those moments where you have to just pause with yourself and be like, Sky, Cass, like, who am I?
Jenny Lee.
Sorry.
Who am I? Like, honestly, I don't know who I am. And I feel like it's just like a journey, and I'm just bringing everybody on this journey. So I'm like, you're just following along with me. I don't know who I am or what I want to be yet. The
beauty about being like, if I can just have a moment here of like looking at my younger self, right? Because I'm 26. I have maybe 3 years on you. And in our 20s, like, I know you know this, literally 1 year is like 5 years of growth, of age difference, because of how fast and quickly you evolve in your 20s. True. It's freaking hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like myself at 23 years old, I for sure was posting probably the wrong pictures. I had to go through all of that. And what not that it was wrong. I think I was looking for attention. The wrong attention, when that attention I could give to myself. Okay. And I think it all comes down to really self-love and self-worth. And I don't need any guy to slide through my DMs to give me that attention. Not that I thought that I consciously needed that in the moment. That is something that
I do agree with. Because I do find myself where I'm like, yes, I do post them for me and they are for me. But like, there is that thought in my mind when I go back and I'm like, okay, well, how many guys like hearted it? Yeah. And like when you slide up and you see like which guys like hearted it. And I'm just like, as soon as I look at it, I'll be like, oh, only got like 3 hearts. Then I start getting in my head and I'm like, did I not look good? Was it the outfit? Like what was it? Like, why didn't this many guys? So I understand what you mean in that perspective, because I do catch myself.
Yeah. And then happening. When you start to catch that like inner dialogue, that's when you can be like, whoa, maybe I'm not just posting this for me. There's some sort of thing happening subconsciously that as women, like, it's okay. It's totally normal. It's healthy. I mean, even to this day, we all go through that still.
But you guys, your generations, you have it's so much harder for you guys, it seems to me, than it was for us. Because the whole my gosh, girlfriends, to think that you're able to talk about this and that you're learning and you're striving and you're growing, and again the strength that both of you have, because it just it's tough. It sounds, I mean, I'm just aghast. Oh my goodness.
I don't know. I don't really see myself as like a strong person. I feel like I'm just in a place where I feel like people don't talk about like real things and like the things that actually go on in their mind and like aren't able to check themselves. And I'm honestly just learning. I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing.
That's what it's about, my love. And you can only learn and grow when like you have firsthand experience. And even looking at like my 20s from 23 to 26, you have to go through the sandpaper to your soul experiences in life to be like, what is no longer working for me? And that's when you can continue to go back to your values, to your intention. It's all about your intention, right? Like, when I was talking about the slutty pictures, like, if it's just for you and you're just feeling hot and sexy, freaking post it. But maybe if you're wanting to call in a deep relationship and you aren't getting the results that you're wanting, it's time to look at yourself in the mirror and take radical responsibility for your life, because we have the responsibility and the freedom to like be in the driver's seat. We cannot rely on anyone else to live our life. It's going to be up to us at the end of the day.
Being in the driver's seat. Yeah. That's like, yeah, true.
But I'm proud of you, babe.
Yeah. Thanks. Really, I'm working on it. I'm just figuring it out as I go.
Girl, me too.
My opinions change all the time.
I'm working on it. I mean, I'm hanging out with you guys, and it's incredible because I want to get out there, and I mean, I am.
Oh, I can't wait to take you out. I'm going to take you to the streets.
We're going to take you out. We're going to all go.
I'm going to get a roster.
You're going to get a roster.
God, no, I can't wait for you to get a roster.
No.
Okay, we'll start with just like three.
No. Can I bring a donkey with me when I go out? Or yes.
Honestly, I think that could like pull. Like, literally. It's a good conversation starter.
Yeah. We'll walk into the bar and we'll go, oh, here comes Jenny with her little ass. Because it's a miniature donkey. That's what she is.
0.5.
She's a miniature donkey.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Love you.
Can't wait to talk to you again.
And you'll be back all the time because there's so much to learn. And it's like, it's fabulous. We love you, Skylar.
I love you guys. I love you.
Love you. Love. Okay, big hearts.
What an intense conversation with Skylar.
Oh my gosh. I'm just learning about all this shit, but
yeah, heavy duty.
Like, she really helped like bring it out of me and kind of, it's like I was like learning like live, like in front of people, like as like my brain was moving, I was like, kind of reflecting, like, why do I do these things? I think, am I doing it for myself? Am I doing it for somebody else? I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. Like, I'm just here to like share as I'm learning things. I don't know.
That's exactly why we're here at Stall Talk, right? And oh my gosh. So everybody out there, come back, listen to us. We're learning. We want to share with you. And that's what it's all about, is sharing different generations. And we're having great guests. And anyway, thanks for listening to Stall Talk.
Thank you, guys.